My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What do? Coach, reminder. Football season.
Yep.
We get here early so we can tape Boomer Esiason for the show.
Boomer's live. What are you talking about?
You live in the city now, so it would be helpful if you could arrive in time for us to tape, tape Boomer.
Let me,
I don't know what happened this morning.
Let me write that down. Taking receipts.
I believe.
Put that in the pocket.
Did I not send a reminder, like the fifth reminder, to the group chat yesterday?
I know on Monday, Ken said Boomer tomorrow, and you reminded everybody, no, that's actually Wednesday.
Okay.
And then, so we all knew it was Wednesday.
I think I sent a separate reminder. If there's another way to reach you.
No, I'm a creature of habit. I forgot.
Do you respond better to smoke signals?
That might be a little bit better.
There we go.
I know you can respond with one if necessary.
I'm a creature of habit, man. I thought Boom. I always thought Boom was on Wednesday. Luckily, I had something to do this morning. I would have been really late.
So Boomer is on Mondays normally.
Yeah. So
this is the first.
I forgot
day in advance of the first week of the NFL season because everything gets underway finally tomorrow night.
Can I just defend Wiggy briefly?
Yes.
I'm looking back at our group text thread.
Yes.
And you did send a reminder yesterday morning at 12:27. But we got
yesterday afternoon 12:27.
I'm sorry. Yes, it was afternoon. For me, 12:27 is basically night. But immediately after that, Ken sent August ratings information.
Yes.
And I feel like that kind of stole the limelight.
Oh.
Because.
Yeah. I missed that.
Yeah. Adults in August. So men and women, 25-54.
The month of August?
Yes.
The entire month.
That would be 4 weeks usually in a month.
Okay.
This morning show was number one.
Number one?
In the market.
Number
one. With a 9.3 share of all adults in the age range of 25 to 54.
Wow. My Lord.
What up, adults?
I know it's early.
Right.
But thank you. You incredible people have embraced this program. And we cannot thank you enough for that.
Yeah.
That's extraordinary. Curtis, thank you for sharing that information.
Well, it is my pleasure. And I think Jermaine Wiggins is a huge part of that. And I don't think we should beat up the guy because he's usually here first in the morning.
No, that's fine. That's
correct.
Fine.
Well, Courtney's here first, but then Wiggy.
Yes.
I just
thank
forgot.
You. Thank you. I do believe that I am being set up right at the start of the show by Wiggy because he is somehow it appears he has passed stolen property on to me. And to everybody else in the room
here. What are you talking about, Mike?
The first thing, I walk in this morning and Wiggy says, he pulls out of a brown paper bag, which is an indication that something is not right.
I'm trying to help you out, man.
Some sort of illegal television viewing device. I don't know what this thing is.
That thing is perfectly legal.
The watch on 4K streaming box?
It's an early Christmas gift.
Okay,
for football season.
Did it fall out of somebody's trunk?
I don't remember. I'm just, you know, you don't remember how it happened. I'm just the middleman.
Okay,
giving you a Christmas gift.
I mean, I appreciate it. I don't know who's going to install it for me. I guess maybe I could ask Lindsay.
Yeah,
all you got to do is plug it in. It'd be real easy.
And can we get this out of the way early, too? Because I don't know, Courtney, if Greg talked to you about this, but the Lindsay homemade pickle dish?
Oh.
It's cucumbers.
Oh, sorry, cucumbers.
Courtney asked me about it this morning.
Yeah.
This is my breakfast. If you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, good morning, hello, thank you. And you can see my breakfast made for me by DMs. And we're going healthy in the fall. I don't know if anybody knows, but we're going to start off every day with this little cucumber mix. Sliced cucumbers, some onion, some soy sauce, and some sesame seeds.
All right. I love cucumbers, too.
I do, too. But in the morning with soy sauce, I don't know if I could.
Very healthy.
Yeah, that it's looks... fit boy fall for Gregory.
Did the man die?
Uh-huh.
He did.
It's actually big dog season.
Right, isn't it?
Really? Yeah. So it's bulking season?
Where are my big dogs at?
Big dog season. I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised you haven't seen the big dog challenge.
No.
I put it up yesterday, but I
love you, Greg. You know you're my dog.
I put it up yesterday, but I got the new big dog challenge because I had a little wrinkle to it.
Okay.
Come on, Coco.
I love that you're having that for breakfast, but you're going to be at Ocean Prime in 6 hours.
Well, I mean, I start off every day, Curtis, with the best of intentions.
Right?
I really do.
Mm-hmm. Make it a day.
Unfortunately, as the day goes on, the outlook gets worse. But I do my best to try. I start every day
with a beautiful walk today.
It was cold this morning, though.
Little brisk.
50s this morning, which is depressing, Curtis.
Hey, you know what? It's depressing until we get football, because having football back, especially with the Red Sox literally puking on their shoes, it makes it all a little bit easier to tolerate.
That's four in a row, if you're keeping track. When it comes to losses for the Boston Red Sox.
I think we stopped keeping track of a while ago.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Alex Cora is doing his best. I heard him post-game last night trying to get everybody interested and talking about how you have 3 weeks left of the season and you have a prime opportunity here because those that they are competing against when it comes to that last wild card spot are not playing well. So now is really the time, Curtis. Now's the time to seize the moment. In case you were wondering when it was. With 3 weeks left in the season, now is the time to seize the moment.
I'm not good at many things, but I'm trying to be better at saying I was wrong. And Wiggy, and your take about Alex Cora, you are right.
Appreciate it.
We all blamed the front office every year for the swoons in the second half. Now this year, Cora gets a 3-year, $21 million extension. They bring in a couple relievers. And once again, Cora's team is falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry, if this is Bill Belichick, if this is Joe Mazzulla, if this is Montgomery, it's on the coach.
It can't be, because it's the arms, it's the bullpen arms. What is he can't go in and perform arm replacement surgery.
Okay, then give him credit when they win?
Thank you.
You get Crawford last night. What did he go, 6 innings, which Wiggy, you love that. Gave up 2, right? I mean, am I right on that? Six pitched, gave up 2 runs.
Yeah.
It's the bullpen, Curtis, over and over and over again on this team. And I get it. Wiggy might be right in some way, shape, or form, but I don't know what he's supposed to do when they don't have the arms to finish these games.
So then this is fine. Next year, when they're 10 games over 500 in the first half, nobody should credit Cora. Because you can't, it's either or. Either he doesn't get credit when they win, or he gets credit when they win and blame when they lose.
I mean, I don't know what the issue is with Devers. I hate to judge anybody early, but that deal, that whatever the number is, $30 million a year. Wait, is it 30 or is it 35? Whatever it is, at some point you have to wonder, is he the guy? Like, when it comes to definitely August and September. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a rough month, or he had a rough month of August, but he also carried the team in July. I mean, it's just, at no other point of my fan-watching Boston sports experience has there been a guy who was able to get credit for success and no blame when they lose. And to me, it's just fair. You give him credit and you give him blame, or you just don't ever talk about him. One or the other.
Well, Curtis, you would have loved this. I don't know if you were in for my Alex Cora, John Farrell comparison.
I was not. I can't wait to hear
for
it.
For the month of September, you know.
He's got the notebook out.
I deep dive into my notebook here.
I love that.
I tend to write a lot of things down because sometimes the CTE kicks in a little quicker, right?
And the government can't steal your documents that aren't in the cloud.
That is true. My grandfather said write it down and you can take it with you.
Well, also, I don't know if you know this or not, but when you write something down, you tend to remember it better. That's why I'm often ridiculed, old man style, for writing out what we're doing on the show every single day prior to doing the show. But it's a proven fact from science that if you write something out, you will remember it.
Well, so, I write it out. Thank you very much. Curtis, you're going to love this. Both of them, Farrell and Cora, 5 seasons. This is just the month of September records.
Wow.
Alex Cora's record for September, 72-83 in 5 seasons, 11 games under 500. Your boy Farrell, 80-52, 28 games above 500. So we were talking about just the question of, because Greg likes to bring it up, the manager and how important he is to the organization. And I'm sometimes like, well, you know, can't you get, you know, nowadays they use an AI to put in lineup cards. So if you're going to give Cora credit, which he's done a good job with this team, especially first half of the seasons, you got to then say, well, when the team falls apart in the second half of the season, some of that has to be on the manager. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't. Yeah. He gets and listen, he's done a great job, but he gets the biggest pass. Any other coach, Curtis is right, any other coach, we would be, even the great Bill Belichick, we were crushing for missing the playoffs, 2 years in a row?
And specifically, I brought up how his record after Thanksgiving had fallen off the map.
Yeah.
So you just can't do it where you give him credit and no blame. That doesn't make sense.
Are we going to, at some point this morning, play passive-aggressive Bill Belichick talking about the who this team retained?
Does anybody want to still continue the nonsensical narrative that Bill Belichick didn't pay attention to what people were saying about him?
I got to tell you, I love passive-aggressive Bill Belichick. It's my favorite thing currently.
I love it.
Although my other favorite thing is the 12-page document from the PR firm that explains how Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to break up in 3 weeks.
That's my
other favorite thing.
That
this
is fake
morning.
News.
Oh, really?
That
fake news?
Yeah.
Somebody went out of their way to create a 15-page document just for social media likes.
Well, we only really saw 2 pages of it
from a PR agency. Somebody's faking that whole
thing.
Yes, just happens to be Travis Kelce's PR agency.
And there's no way. And Travis Kelce's PR agency said this was not us.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
People always say it's not us when the evidence is presented.
Wow. So there's whispers out there.
They're not whispers.
Okay.
This thing has about 3 weeks left.
All right.
The standing on one leg.
All right. I want all ones, Courtney, my $500.
Yeah. Nope.
I want all ones.
Well, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show, including our leads coming up in 10 minutes. At 6:25, and then they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will definitely talk about what Tom Brady said is best for rookie quarterbacks when it comes to starting week number 1. So you can add him to the discussion on Drake May and Jacoby Brissett-Wiggy, and we'll get to that. And the rest of They Said It at 7, the news with Courtney at 7:30, and then we mentioned it at the start of the show, but Boomer Esiason is back, and we will talk all things NFL in advance of game 1 of the season tomorrow night with Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 on this morning's show. If you want to be on, you can call 617-779-7937. If you prefer to text, you can text.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
On the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And here is Courtney to start us off with an update on what is trending this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Pats signed offensive tackle Caleb Jones to the team's practice squad yesterday. At 6'9", 370 pounds, Jones initially signed to the Packers practice squad in 2022 before he was waived last week. But a big boy right there.
Yeah, he's a big one.
The Sox drop another one to the Mets. 7-2, the final on the road. Cutter Crawford went six innings, giving up two runs on one hit while striking out eight. Last one with the Mets tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Wolf Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. At the U.S. Open, Francis Tiafoe and Taylor Fritz set up an All-American semifinals at the U.S. Open with wins yesterday, guaranteeing the United States a man in the title match at the country's Grand Slam tournament for the first time in 18 years. Those two friends will face off on Friday. If you are a TikToker, you know Taylor Fritz quite well because you follow his girlfriend, Morgan.
Oh, okay.
She's big on the TikTok, big influencer, yeah. Okay. Have you ever been to the U.S. Open?
I have never been. I was thinking the other day, I've been to most of the exciting major sporting events. Multiple Super Bowls, couple. I saw the Red Sox win the series in St. Louis.
Oh yeah, that 2004.
NBA Finals.
NBA Finals.
You were in Vancouver.
I was on the ice in Vancouver with the Stanley Cup, along with Whitey Bulger, when the Bruins won it all up there.
But I've
been to the Masters. I've been to the Kentucky Derby, but I've never been to the U.S. Open, so I think I would like to go.
Yeah, I want to go for a Honey Deuce. That's their drink.
That's New York, right?
Yeah.
Flushing. I would say this. I went to that once. Yeah. Picture the seaport, but somehow more pretentious.
Really? That's in Queens?
It's right near the old, it's right near City Field.
In
the Mets area.
It's at Arthur Ashe, right?
But that is
center court.
Science.
You're right.
Science has determined that is the most popular drink at any sporting event anywhere, right?
Yeah.
The Honey Deuce.
Yep.
And it's just melon, like melon balls?
Yeah, the honeydew melon. Okay. And they put the little balls to look like tennis balls.
I see. Wow.
And I think they have some honeydew juice in it.
Okay.
Vodka, I believe, is the alcohol of choice in the drink.
More popular than the Arnold Palmer?
More popular even than the mint julep at Churchill Downs.
All right.
Wiggy. Most popular drink in American sport. The honey juice.
I've seen a lot of TikToks when speaking of food at the U.S. Open. They have a chicken tender dish that costs $100.
Really?
Oh, wow. At the U.S. Open.
What
comes with a dish of caviar.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, so you
tenders,
put the
tenders with caviar.
Yeah, you put the caviar on top of the chicken tenders.
I don't know, the caviar seafood, so I don't eat that, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Any sauce? Any dipping sauce?
Well, they have creme fraiche that they put on it, but that's it.
Yeah. And the help steers.
Creme fraiche, known to the rest of us as sour cream. But you can charge $100 for a dish if it has creme fraiche in it.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
Correct.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
The Columbus Blue Jackets are inviting fans to a vigil tonight to honor Johnny and Matthew Gaudreau. The vigil will be at 7:30 outside Nationwide Arena. The vigil will include brief remarks from the Blue Jackets organization as well as a 13:21 time of silent remembrance, reflecting the number 13 that Johnny wore with the Blue Jackets, the Flames, and of course BC, and the number 21 that Matthew wore at BC. In Timeout Market, nestled in the Fenway, is your destination every Sunday in August for Noche Latina. Every Sunday night at 6 p.m., DJ Snacks will spin the hottest Latina beats. Timeout Market is the Fenway's largest salsa and bachata dance party. Don't miss the fun. Visit timeoutmarketboston.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I hate to interrupt. I just want to set the record straight, just for the rest of the show. I want us to get on the right foot here.
Okay, here
Courtney,
what you're trying to do is get off on the wrong foot.
Nope.
I know you very well.
Nope.
You are about to correct Courtney Cox.
Yes,
I know that voice.
All right.
What is your issue?
It is Francis Tiafo, not Typho.
Oh. Well,
okay. My apologies.
All good. No. Oh. I just wanted to let her know.
No, that's a good.
I used him in a lead a couple weeks ago. That's why I know.
All right.
So.
All right.
Tiafo. My apologies.
All right. You're apologized.
Yes.
All right.
I have really shocking news for you, Greg.
Yes.
The people that predicted record-breaking Atlantic hurricane season with dozens of tropical storms maybe even need a second list of hurricane names. We're all wrong. A story that you won't see on the front page like you did in July and June when they were predicting this. Shockingly, meteorologists say it's actually not going to be a very active September of hurricanes.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good.
So the very people that are telling you to change every element of your life because you're creating hurricane season are just quietly on page C32 telling you today we're actually not going to get walloped by hurricanes.
Speaking of that, at some point this morning, are we going to get to what are we doing and discover the latest everyday item that we all use that is now being targeted by those who want to save the planet, Curtis?
Yes. When you sent me this story yesterday, I was unable to fall asleep last night. I was so excited to talk about the absurdity.
Okay.
It is 55 degrees right now in Boston. No hurricanes nearby. Beautiful afternoon high approaching 80.
Our leads coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.